Let's go to Victoria in Truckee, California, up in the mountains. Hi, Victoria.
I would like to know why the Catholics call their priests fathers when Jesus told the apostles not to call anybody father on earth.
He did. Matthew chapter 23, verse 9 is where he says that. You know, he also said, don't call anyone teacher. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know the verse.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you say the word doctor? Dr. Billy Graham or anyone else, do you give them the title doctor? Because that's the Latin word for teacher.
Well, I know they call themselves doctors.
Mm-hmm. Is it wrong to call someone a doctor, do you think?
I would like to know why the Catholics call their priests fathers when Jesus told the apostles not to call anybody father.
Okay, I'd be happy to tell you. And that's actually where I was going with this. I wanted to know if you objected to people using the term doctor, because in verse 8, Jesus says, call no one teacher, for you have but one teacher, and that word doctor means teacher. I suspect you probably don't have a problem with that when you hear somebody called doctor, but you probably have a problem with Catholics calling priests father because it's Catholics doing it. So the first thing is, in Matthew 23, verse 9, call no one on earth your father, for you have but one father who is in heaven. If that's the only verse that you had to look at, you might think that this means, in a literal way, don't call anyone father. But we know that it can't mean that, because St. Paul and St. Peter and St. John and St. Stephen, the first deacon in the book of Acts, countless times call people father. So when St. Stephen was about to be martyred, he addressed the Jewish leaders as, my brothers and fathers, listen to me. He addressed them with a title of religious respect. And St. Paul says, he says, though you may have many guides to Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, for I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. So there you see that St. Paul is identifying himself as a priest, as a bishop, as father. And he says, I urge you then to be imitators of me. So that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 14. So St. Paul himself called himself a father to the people, and he encouraged them to imitate him. So the practice of calling priests father goes back very far, you know, really to the time of the apostles. So if you're asking why do priests do this, it's because St. Paul said that we should, and because the custom understood that Jesus didn't literally mean don't call priests father, just as he didn't literally mean don't say the word teacher, and he didn't literally mean that we cannot be called master. If you have a master's degree, that also would offend in verse 10. Rather, what he was saying in context, Victoria, is that the scribes and the Pharisees, they had taken to themselves an authority that didn't belong to them, and they were putting themselves above God. So he says, for example, in Matthew chapter 15 and Mark chapter 7, he says, in vain do they worship me, putting as human traditions their own teachings in place of God and his commandments. So there would be an example of they were putting themselves above God. And so in Matthew 23, Jesus is saying, don't be like them, and don't look to any human being as though he's your father in the way that only God can be your father. So in short form, that's why Catholics call priests father.
Okay.
Does that help a little bit?
Well, you know, just because St. Paul said so. Okay, whatever. I think they should be called brothers, not fathers. I think that would do the Catholic Church a whole... Yeah, that would be better. That would be better.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious to
know
why you would dismiss St.
Paul. We're brothers.
Why would you dismiss St. Paul? Don't you think he had an authority?
Well, you just said that, you know, humans told you to do this. Jesus didn't tell you to do this.
Where does the Bible say that you can only do the things that Jesus said to do?
Well, you just said humans told you to do this. Jesus told you not to do this. Okay, Jesus said not to do this. St. Paul said to do this.
Now, what I'm trying to explain is that St. Paul understood what Jesus meant by that. And he knows that Jesus did not mean, literally, you can't call somebody father.
Well, I don't know about that. I think they should call themselves brothers, like Jesus said.
Yeah. Do you have a dad? Do you ever call him father?
Yeah, sometimes, not very often.
Doesn't that offend against what Jesus said, though, in Matthew 23, verse 9?
I don't know.
And what about the founding fathers? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, we talk about them as the founding fathers.
Okay,
Wouldn't that too be against them?
You can, there's a lot of reasons and excuses to not, you know, to twist it, you know. Jesus said, you're brothers.
Right. Did you ever commit a sin with your eyes, Victoria?
I think it would do the Catholic Church a lot more good if they would call their priests brothers.
I understand. Just out of question, did you ever commit a sin? Just I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Have you ever committed a sin with your eyes?
Of course.
Okay. Then how come, I'm assuming you still have your eyes in their sockets in your head, right?
Okay, I see where you're going.
Yeah. And Jesus said if you commit a sin with your eye, you should pluck it out. Now, how come you haven't plucked your eyes out?
Hey, okay, you know... I'm not sure I agree with you, but I understand what you have to say, okay? That's the only reason I called.
No, I think it's great. Okay? I'm glad you called. All I'm saying is that in a case like that, Jesus said, if you commit a sin with your eyes, pluck your eyes out. So how come you didn't do that?
Okay, goodbye.
Well, don't go away angry, Victoria. We can still be friends.
You want to argue. I don't want to argue. I just wanted to know why the Catholics call them priests, fathers. You told me. Okay. It doesn't matter if I agree or not. You told me why. I've always wondered why the Catholics call their priests fathers. Now you've told me. Now I see why. Okay. It doesn't matter if I agree. It doesn't matter if I like it. It doesn't matter if I think it does the church any good. I don't. But I understand why, if that's the reason why. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, everything's fine with me. I'm just wondering if you understand the reason that the Catholic Church does this. It's for the same reason that you don't pluck your eyes out when you commit a sin with your eyes. Because Jesus didn't mean that literally.
I don't understand that.
I can explain it to you. Just hear me out, okay?
Okay, fine. You know, okay, fine. There's a lot of things that Jesus said that he didn't mean literally, and we don't take them literally.
Right.
And we've twisted and turned a lot of things, you know?
I don't think it's twisting and turning.
I don't think it's twisting and turning.
With respect, Victoria, I don't think it's twisting and turning for you to say, I don't think Jesus meant literally cut my hand or foot off or pluck my eye out. And you'd be right to say that because he didn't mean it literally.
Yeah.
So in the same way, all I'm trying to suggest here is that in the same way, Jesus didn't mean literally don't call anyone father.
All right. I get it. I heard your answer, okay?
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm glad we could talk. Thank you. Call again, please. 888-914-9149. I am here for you, whether you agree, disagree, good, bad, or indifferent. Patrick Madrid is here for you.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.